أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. By the grace and will of Almighty Allah, today, God willing, we are going to talk about some important and significant points from death to resurrection day. One of the most important and significant points that has to be kept in mind is the remembrance of death. From the Quranic perspective and from those traditions that we have received from our infallible Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household and the rest of the infallible figures, they have emphasized on remembrance of death. Several verses of the Holy Quran also cite this important point, that the faithful people, that the mu'mineen, that the believers should remember death, should remember the life hereafter. Every now and then they have to be thinking about their eternal future, about the future that is anxiously waiting for them. So one of the best characteristics of this future is it is eternity. There is no way that they have to return back and compensate the losses they have had in this world. So they have to be very much keen, they have to be very much heedful of their eternal future. Several verses of the Holy Quran cite this important point, that the faithful people should remember death. Why? Because of the functionalities, because of the functions, because of the important, we can say, impacts remembrance of death would have in every individual's life. The best and the most significant impact that remembrance of death has, it weakens our illegitimate wishes, whims, and desires. You know, sometimes the human beings are excessively obsessed with the material and corporeal desires that they think that they will remain here for eternal, or they will remain in this world forever, while the case is not this. You know that to cut this chain, or to cut the endless chain of desires and wishes, we have to remember that a day would come that we have to leave all these things aside and we have to go. We should say to all these desires of ours, to our ambitions, bye. We should say bye-bye. Why? Because we are not subject to eternity. We are to go from this mortal world, and we have to go and experience our immortal life in the life hereafter. So one of the best characteristics, or one of the best impacts remembrance of death has for every individual, that is, to cut and to disconnect himself with the pleasures, with the worldly pleasures he has in this world. He who is very much careful of this, that his desire should not overcome him, or his desire should not lead him, rather, it should be his intellect that has to lead his whole life. Indeed, some kind of interest would come and would be found in his heart, ready for embracing the promises of Almighty Allah. So remembrance of death weakens our carnal desires and wishes and whims. And from another side, it endorses the promises Almighty Allah has given for all the mu'mineen, for all the people of faith. So it matters most that Almighty Allah in every now and then or in every page says that وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ لَكَ. It means the life hereafter is better for you. Or life hereafter is eternal, life hereafter is immortal. For those who keep piety, life hereafter is very much good. So all these signals, direct or indirect messages, are there that advocates immortality of the life hereafter and persuades the human beings that they should be careful of their life hereafter. So now, to be precise or to abstractly summarize what I have said yet, that is that one of the most important points is that the Almighty Allah says that you have to remember your death. Remembrance of death cuts all those illegitimate whims and desires everyone might have. And indeed, cutting these illegitimate desires would pave the background for this, that we have to be extremely entrusted to Almighty Allah's promises. And we should be extremely adherent of those immortal values Almighty Allah has sent all these messengers for that. So it is very much important. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, another important point that today, God willing, we are going to touch, that is the people who take our souls and our spirit. There are several verses of the Holy Quran talking about that your souls and your spirits will be wholly taken by the agents of Almighty Allah, or by Almighty Allah himself, or by a group of people, by a group of agents. So there are three types of verses of the Holy Quran, and the God with this, that who will be taking your souls? Sometimes Almighty Allah says, it is me who will take your souls. Allah yatawaffa al-anfus hina mawtiha. Almighty Allah is he who will take your souls wholly and utterly. Almighty Allah would retake our souls. Secondly, there are some angels that they are responsible of taking our souls and our spirit when we die. In the third, there are some agents that they are under the supervision of Israel, alayhi salam, that they will be taking the souls of the people. And indeed, such reference or such ascriptions, either sometimes it is related to Almighty Allah himself, and sometimes it is related to Israel, or sometimes to the agents of Israel, all these make us understand that there is no contradiction between Almighty Allah and that of his agents' actions. The place where Almighty Allah says that it is me that will take your souls, that is, Allah yatawaffa al-anfus hina mawtiha. It is Almighty Allah who would take your souls utterly and completely when you die. And there is a verse that says, it is my angel that would take your souls. And this verse is this قُلْ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ الَّذِي وُكِّلَ بِكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ Tell for them that there is an angel of death, that they will take wholly and utterly your souls. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ And indeed you will be returning to your Lord. You should not think that we will be lost. No, all of you would be returning to your Lord when you die. In the verse that says that not only it is me, but my exclusive or my special agent, but also the agents who have been supervised by the great angel, they will be taking your souls. That is this verse that says, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ وَيُرْسِلُ عَلَيْكُمْ حَفَظَةً حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتِ تَوَفَّتْهُ رُسُلُنَا وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّطُونَ So this verse of the Holy Quran has this important message for the human beings, that there are some agents of my agent, my great angel, that they will be taking your souls. So the ascription makes no difference. Sometimes it is referred to Almighty Allah, sometimes to Israel alayhi salam, and sometimes to the agent of Israel alayhi salam. This was the second most important point that we touched about the human being's soul from death to resurrection. The fifth point that is very much important, that is the way the people die. The way one dies, it differs. A from B, B from C, C from D. The people who die, they experience this inevitable phenomenon differently. The Quran's vision in respect with the inevitable phenomenon of death is that the people of faith and the people who advocated the human and the divine values, they will have a very easy death. Contrary to those people who have stood against the values, stood against the prophetic missions, stood against Almighty Allah's teachings, they will have a very tough and a very rough death. They will not have a very, we can say, good experience from death, because Almighty Allah says that sometimes you will even experience the chastisement in this world. So from the Quranic perspective, we can have two easy and difficult type of death. The people of faith would have an easy death, and the rest of the people, or the people who disagreed Almighty Allah and various spheres, they will have a very difficult death. Some various verses also signify this important point. One of the verses that implies this concept is as following. It says, الَّذِينَ تَتَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ طَيِّبِينَ يَقُولُونَ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمُ نِدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ Almighty Allah says, those who have done their best, or those who have good and precious deeds in this world, when they die, the angels of mine or the agents of my angel would come and would take their spirit wholly and utterly and would say to them that, Salamun alaykum. Salamun alaykum unidkhulu al-jannata bima kuntum ta'amaloon. They are told that, peace be on you. Enter the paradise. It is what you have done in the world, or it is what you were busy doing in this world. What it says that those who have done best deeds, even from the start of their death, from the beginning of their death, Almighty Allah would receive them in a very, very honorable manner. The agents will come and would say to them, welcome. The agents would welcome them, would receive them warmly, saying that, Salamun alaykum unidkhulul jannata. Peace be on you, and you are, here you are, the paradise is there for you. Bima kuntum ta'amaloon. And Almighty Allah says, the reason that why they are granted this paradise, because it is what you were doing in this world. So such messages encourage our faithful people that they have to endure difficulties. They have to keep their religiosity. They have to be faithful and remain loyal to Almighty Allah's does and don'ts. Because they not only will be rewarded in His world, but also when they die from the beginning of their death, Almighty Allah is start showering His exclusive blessings upon them. When the disbelievers are going to die, or when they die, the angels hit them in their face and their back, throwing them in a very disturbing place, saying that it is what you were doing in this world. So slapping in the face or hitting in the back, it is signifying a very humiliating, we can say, behavior. Almighty Allah says in this verse of the Holy Quran, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ يَتَوَفَّى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ وَذُوقُ عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. Almighty Allah says, when my angels were, or when my agents of my angel go and take the souls of the disbelievers, they would hit them in their face and their back. And then says, وَذُوقُ عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. Test the bitter or the painful chastisement of the fire, or test this hell, test this horrific and terrible fire. Why? Because they have obdurately defied Almighty Allah's messages. They have obdurately stood against Almighty Allah's commandments. But what about those who have not had Almighty Allah's messages? So indeed, Almighty Allah would treat them differently. All these great and grave chastisements are for those who have stood against Almighty Allah's teachings intentionally, knowingly, and obdurately. But those who have not had Almighty Allah's messages, or those who have failed to do what Almighty Allah has said to him, but due to some problems, indeed their chastisement would not be in this level. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, the sixth important point that today, God willing, we are going to touch, that is the repentance during our death. When the signs of death arises, when the signs of death arise, and it becomes clear that a person is going to die, or he is in the verge of death, is his repentance acceptable? Can he repent? Can he be remorseful? Can he say that, oh, Almighty Allah, let me that I have to repent right now. Oh, Almighty Allah, excuse me, right now I will go and start repenting. Is it acceptable in front of Almighty Allah or not? This is the question. From the chronic perspective and parlance that we have, Almighty Allah says, when the signs of death emerge or appear, then no repentance will be acceptable. No one's repentance will be useful. No one's repentance will get approved, will be acceptable in the sight of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah says in this verse of the Holy Quran that, وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قال إني تبت الآن ولا الذين يموتون وهم كفار. Almighty Allah says, if the signs of death appear, then the person starts repenting, his repentance will not be acceptable. قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنَ. Right now I'm going to repent. No. The whole years that you have had in this world, you could not repent, or you remain defiant against Almighty Allah's invitation or call, and right now you're going to repent. Almighty Allah says, no, there is no repentance for such people. So now it is a message for us that we have to be careful, that the moment that we have energy, we have life, we have this and that, we have to repent. We have to accept Almighty Allah's desires wholeheartedly. We should not delay, we should not postpone repentance till the last seconds or till the dying seconds of our life. We should not have this strategy to score goals on the added times of the football. No, we have to be extremely alert that the place or on the position we have time, we have energy, we have everything, we have life. We have to repent in front of Almighty Allah. We should accept those messages. So, to respond this question, we should say that for the people who desire to repent on the dying seconds of their life, their repentance will not be acceptable. Nor those repentance will be acceptable that they have gone to the hell and they wish that we have been returned to the world. Almighty Allah say, no, the time is over, or the game is over for them. Precisely talking, these were the sixth important points that we have touched from the death to resurrection day. May Almighty Allah bless us all to be heedful of all these life-giving messages, and may resurrect us with His noble Creator Muhammad, peace be upon Him and His household. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.